That's Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carroll County voters have approved a new five-year period for the 1% education special purpose local option sales tax. For the seventh consecutive time, the new five-year period begins at the end of the existing East Blast, which would be no later than 2027. For at least the third consecutive year, the voting percentage has dropped significantly. In the primary election of 2020, 64% supported continuing the East Blast. In 2015's municipal and special election, that number was more than 73%. In this year's special election, East Blast was supported by 56% of the voters. Revenues collected from this tax will go towards capital projects approved by voters and retire existing general obligation debt for the Carroll County Schools District, Carrollton City Schools, and Bremen City Schools. The amount to be collected in the next East Blast cycle cannot exceed $333 million. A little more than 72% of those funds will go to the Carroll County School System, 26% to Carrollton City Schools, and 2% will go to Bremen City Schools. Well, nearly 10 years after a former Georgia State Patrolman was alleged to have been driving 90 miles per hour when his patrol vehicle in northern Carroll County slammed into a car with teenagers inside, killing two of them and leaving two others with severe head injuries, the state will again put Anthony A.J. Scott on trial next month. Scott's attorney, Mac Pilgrim, this week confirming for WLBB Radio that a new trial is set for April the 28th in a Carroll County courtroom in front of Judge Erica Teisinger and a Carroll County jury, but prosecuted by the DeKalb County District Attorney's Office. Scott was indicted by a grand jury in August of 2017 on two counts of vehicular homicide in the second degree, two counts of serious injury by vehicle, violation of oath of office, reckless driving, and speeding. He entered a plea of not guilty on all charges. Scott went to trial in 2019. That court case ended in mistrial after defense attorney Pilgrim accused the district attorney's office of a Brady violation, violation of discovery, and proprietorial misconduct. After that trial, presiding judge John Simpson and district attorney Herb Cranford both recused from the criminal case, ending a quarrel between the two. The attorney general named DeKalb County District Attorney Cheryl Boston as Cranford's replacement. Teisinger replaces Simpson. In 2023, Georgia's Supreme Court denied an appeal by the defense, which has cleared the way for the case to be retried. Scott is now mayor of the city of Buchanan. A federal judge has sentenced a Villarrica man to serve 9 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release, and ordered to pay a fine of $5,500 and restitution in the amount of $127,000 after he pled guilty to stealing Social Security benefits over a period of 2 decades. Timmy S. Stevens had claimed that he was disabled in order to receive benefits, all while he worked at a local funeral home. The evidence uncovered during the investigation showed that Stevens began receiving disability benefits due to a cardiac condition in or about August 2002. At that time and regularly thereafter, the Social Security Administration informed him that if his condition improved or he returned to work, he must report any change in his condition or work activity to the SSA. Despite notice of these reporting requirements, Stevens began working at a local funeral home in January 2003 and did not report the work activity to SSA. Instead, to conceal his work activity from SSA, Stevens is alleged to have arranged with the funeral home for his earnings to be reported to the Internal Revenue Service using a relative's Social Security number. During the investigation, Stevens lied to federal agents and produced falsified timesheets to the funeral home owner, directing her to give the false records to law enforcement. In total, Stevens received more than $360,000 in disability benefits when he was in fact able to work and not disabled. The Buchanan Police Department and Georgia Bureau of Investigation hoping to identify human remains that were discovered within city limits last week and determine the cause of death.
Last Friday, about 12 o'clock in the afternoon, I received a call that two individuals were walking the power line near Business 27. They thought they found some human remains. Went out there and started looking in the area, and indeed we found several bones that you could tell were from a human. We had probably about 10 or 11 bones. Also found some personal effects of the deceased. Can't tell if it's male or female or race right now.
Buchanan Police Chief David Ratner says the remains have been taken to the GBI crime lab. He says evidence indicates that the person passed away within the last 2 to 3 years. Police are in the process of reviewing missing person reports from throughout the region. And the mission of the Community Family Violence Prevention and Wellness Initiative is to increase understanding of family domestic violence and the devastating impacts it has on communities.
We do that through comprehensive awareness and education campaigns, as well as advocate for victims and survivors of family domestic violence. Our vision is to have someone in the community who believes in what we do and want to partner with us to bring these public prevention, education, awareness campaigns to media and to really just saturate our community with education and resources for people, because it creates a sense of safety for victims and gives them a resource that has real people who are educated in keeping them safe and giving them the peer support that they need.
Board members of the Community Family Violence Prevention and Wellness Initiative were guests on Tuesday's WLBB Community Voice. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.